The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him." Then when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written of the prophet, that thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Verse 7 of Matthew chapter 2. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time or when the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, verse 10, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold, gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the story of the Magi, a profound story. How much have you studied these verses? Because if you look at them closely, you'll discover that Jesus wasn't a little baby in the manger. They didn't go to the manger scene where the shepherds were. That first night of his birth, they went sometime later because they went to a house. They didn't worship the star. They didn't worship Mary. It says they worshiped the sun. So they opened their eyes to the star. They opened their hearts to the sun. They opened their treasures to the Savior. The story of the Magi, I just read it. There weren't, "We Three Kings" is one of my favorite Christmas songs, written by Hopkins a couple hundred years ago. For the young people in his church, he didn't have any children of his own, so he wanted to write a song that they could relate to and learn some theology, and it's got great theology, except the title is the only part that's wrong with it. They weren't kings, and there probably weren't three of them. There were three gifts, and that's where we derive the three kings. So a lot of folks have read into this passage of Scripture that I just read to you on the radio. I'm Stu Epperson, and I'm honored to be with you today. A lot of folks have misread, misconstrued, embellished, romanticized, and added all kinds of things, like even naming the three wise men. We don't even know there were three. There could have been 3,000. It says Herod was greatly troubled. By the way, think about this idea of exceedingly. They were filled with exceeding great joy. Chapter 2, verse 10 of Matthew. My favorite verse, by the way, in the Bible today, right now. I love that verse. Quadruple joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Something that happened to them when they saw the star that brought this soul-felt joy to their soul. What was it? The very glory of God. But so many folks have taken this passage and they've made it what it's not. We go beyond Scripture, and I'm not condemning people, and I enjoy the stories and the songs, but looking right there at the Word and pulling out of this, the question of the day right here is this. They traveled hills and valleys, yonder, following the yonder star. They went everywhere to try to find the star. They researched this for centuries since they encountered Daniel, who was one of their order, who was a Magi himself, a counselor to the king, who they saw bow down prostrate before God three times a day with an open door and open window and got thrown in the lion's den from it, and God delivered him. They saw all this. And what happened? They learned from Daniel, and they knew there was something going on. And when the Shekinah glory showed up in Luke chapter 2, verse 9, the glory of the Lord was shown round about them, they were so afraid. The shepherds, hundreds of miles away in Persia, These wise men saw that, and they said, that's it. That's what we've been searching for. For centuries, they studied it. They learned, they studied, they did all this stuff, and guess what happened? They found it. Something. But here's the question of the day. What did they get? We know what they gave. We talk about their gifts. We're going to talk about their gifts. What did they get? You mean someone went to all that effort to shop for you, to bring you amazing gifts. What did you give them? What did the wise men get? We're going to answer that coming up. But first, what did Kentucky get? Stu Epperson here talking to a man who's on the ground there in Kentucky. Steve Jumper, your heart is full. Your heart is broken. It's Christmas time. And in Kentucky, it's a tough time, huh, brother?
Yeah, Stu, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Tell us what's happening quick.
Yeah, so I'm here with Energize Ministries, loving on pastors and loving on churches here in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, and Princeton, Kentucky, and also working with Salem Outreach Network, Kurt Feldmeyer, and we are cleaning houses, displaced people, their house fell in on them, having to relocate them, painting houses, fixing up houses, chainsawing, moving houses and everything, but the destruction is incredible. I tell you, Dawson Springs got hit really hard, and it's unbelievable how, you know, you were quoting scripture there in Matthew, but I was thinking about Isaiah 9, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and because it has been dark here in Kentucky and Western Kentucky for the last 10 to 14 days, but the response is overwhelming. The Spirit of God is at work. The Spirit is moving, and we've talked to some great people and had an opportunity to help a lot of folks out here.
Wow, there's nothing better we can do this Christmas than to pray for our friends in Kentucky, our fellow Americans who've been devastated, entire towns razed, destroyed by these awful hurricanes and storms. Steve Jumper, how can we pray for you? Just shout out to all of our listeners, people listening. They might hear some of this. They might hear this program on tape delay later on Christmas Day. How do we pray for you?
I tell you how you can pray for the folks in Western Kentucky. The Holy Spirit opened my eyes to the fact that when you have devastation like this in your life, when everything is gone, it's such a shock. There's such emotion and mental and spiritual warfare going on that the next step, just ask Kentucky, the folks in Kentucky, that the Spirit would move. And they'd be able to do the one next thing to get them out of the darkness.
Wow. We're going to everyone pray for these dear souls. Thank you, Steve Jumper, Andy Bowersox, Kurt, for being there. What gift did the wise men get on their journey? We'll come back on Steve Noble Show. I'm Stu Epperson, 866-34-TRUTH.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be
It's an all wise men hour today on this program, the Steve Noble Show. I'm Stu Epperson, honored to be guest hosting for Steve. It's an all wise men hour. Any question you have about these wise guys, these wise men, these magi, let's talk about it. Misconceptions. Were there three? Were there 300? Were there 3,000? What were their names? What about sacred tradition versus what the scripture actually says? Were they there at the manger with the shepherds and the animals and the baby Jesus? Or did they come along a little later? What does the Bible say? What are some of the myths that you have had shattered about the wise men? And here's the question of the day that I really think gets to the heart of everything this season is about and everything life is about, and that is this question. Ready? Here it goes. What did the wise men get? What gifts did the wise men get? 866-34-TRUTH, tell me what gifts the wise men got, and I'll send you a copy of my good buddy Stu Epperson's book, First Words of Jesus, From the Cradle to the Cross. It's in my hand right now, a nice hardback. He signed it. Great guy. A little bit out of control. I want to talk about the wise men. I'm not going to jump down your throat if you give an answer that's not what everyone wants to hear. I just want to talk to you guys today, have a conversation about the wise men. their role in biblical history. Why do we have these first 12 verses in Matthew chapter 2? It's right here at the beginning of Matthew's gospel. These noblemen from the East, the Magi. 866-34-TRUTH. What gifts? It's like a kind of a, not a trick question, but an important question. What gifts did the Magi get? Now, let me give you some framework for this, and let me tell you real quick, if you want to phone in, for those listening live, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Talking about the wise men, what part of this story impacted you the most? What about Christmas, this Christmas story has impacted you? So they went through a lot of rigmarole. Let's suppose that your spouse or a close friend goes through all kinds of effort to find out what you want for Christmas. And they go and they shop and they go online and they go over here and they go to the store and they drive a long way and they order the exact color, the exact make and model, the exact item that you want for Christmas. They order it and then they pay for it, a nice sum of money. And then they give it to you, and they say, here, open your gift, and you open it, and you're blown away. You're like, wow, it's a great gift. And I think I heard a Steve Noble on his show recently do a whole lineup of questions of what's kind of been a cool gift you've gotten for Christmas. What's something you've enjoyed? What did you used to love getting for Christmas? So the question is, the wise men went through all this. They went through, you know, per the hymn, right? Hills and valleys, mountains, yonder, following the yonder star. They went everywhere. They shopped. They had these very valuable gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'll talk a little bit about what each of those gifts stand for. There's some biblical, beautiful biblical gospel-themed symbolism in those gifts. So you think, so they did all that, and they presented it, they bowed before, prostrate before Jesus. And so you're thinking, well, what gift did they get? I mean, is this a one-way street here? They gave, they traveled, they went to great expense to get there to give. They studied for centuries, you know, looking and tracking when this king of the Jews would be born. And so what did they get? 866-34-TRUTH, having a discussion about anything related to the wise men, dispelling myths and having fun, talking truth about the wise men. I'm Stu Epperson. Honored to be with you today. Let's go to Steve, a great name for someone to call this radio program. Steve in Raleigh, North Carolina. Listen to us on Truth for the Triangle, 105.7 FM, AM 1030. Steve, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Stu. It's been a while. Steve Sterling here. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Man, it's been too long. And you picked a great time to call in. How about that?
I did. So what was the question? I thought it was gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but that one already been said. So was it?
Well, that's the you're misunderstanding one word. It's both words start with a G, and at Christmas time we tend to do this. I mean, you know, Steve, if I don't get what I want under that tree, I kind of pout about it for a while. You know, I mean,
it's all about what
you get, right? So, what I'm asking today is not what do the wise men give, which we all know, we've studied it, we've looked at it. I wrote a whole chapter about it in my book, First Words of Jesus, which you're going to get a copy now, my friend. The question is not what did they give, but what did they get? What
they
did the wise
God.
Men get? What's that?
They got that with a G, they got God.
Another G, God. Wow. Wow. Did you guys hear that? What about that answer? 866-34-TRUTH. Anyone else want to weigh in? Steve, tell us more about that answer.
Well, the thing was is that he was a young child, and he was with Mary.
Yep.
And so they also worshipped him, so they got a chance to worship God.
Yep.
Which is what the greatest treasure was to them, because they came all that way to see who they knew they were going to see.
Yeah.
So to me, they got the greatest gift of all. They got exceeding great joy. They got
wow.
to worship. And then they also were warned in a dream.
Yeah.
So they also had things told to them so that they would not go back that way, so they wouldn't have any harm done to the baby.
And that's something.
And they also, in my opinion, because I thought about this, which is kind of cool, when they went down to Egypt from there, Mary, Joseph, and Yeshua, what they did was they had the gold to finance the trip.
Yes.
And the rest stuck with it.
That's a good word.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the gifts had a practical application for a young family, obviously not a family of means, so they could cover their expense and their flight to Egypt and all the transition, the challenges there. Wow. Well, that's such a good word, Steve. Steve, imagine this. It says this. It says when they when they entered the house, it says when they saw the son, it says they fell down and worshiped him. Now, Steve, have you ever prayed on your knees?
Dude, I pray on my knees quite often.
Okay, so I love that. So there's something powerful about that. What is so powerful about prostrating yourself before God? And I'm not saying there's people driving right now. We do not want them to try any of this because they're going to wreck. But what is powerful? You know, every once in a while, you got to have a prayer on your knees moment. Go ahead. What's powerful for you?
Exactly. So for me, it's just obedience. And God wants that, but he also wants total submission and total reverence. Because
that's good.
What that is.
Yeah.
And when they bow three times, when Daniel did it and all, and they were on their knees, basically, that's my vision, they were on their knees praying three times a day towards Jerusalem.
Wow.
And to me, that's the most prostrate way, because it's the most humbling, because it's the most vulnerable place you'll be. Totally on your knees. And for me, hands up, dear Lord, here I am coming, sharing my heart with you. We praise you, we thank you, and here's our supplication.
That's something. Okay. What gift did the wise men get? Steve from Raleigh, North Carolina, says they got God. He says they fell on their knees. And we're going to go deeper into that. I think you're hitting something profound there, my friend. And I got to get to Raleigh and have breakfast with you, brother. It's taken too long, hadn't it?
That's okay, my friend. I know that God's time is always better than mine. I look forward to it. And God bless y'all's ministry.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much. Tell us what you think the wise men got. What gift did they get at 866-34-TRUTH? We got two lines waiting. We'll come back to you right after this. Stu Epperson in for Steve Noble. Hang on. The wise men, the magi, it's the center point of so many Christmas traditions. You've got the models, you've got the little plastic deals, you've got the nativity scenes. By the way, the nativity scene shouldn't necessarily include the wise men. I heard one Pastor Jay, friend of mine, say that the nativity scene maybe put the wise men a little farther away because they didn't show up on the scene until a little later after the birth of Christ. It says in Matthew chapter 2, it says that when they went into the house. So Christ could have been one or two. So it's all kinds of things, myths, all kinds of things surrounding the wise men. We're talking about it today, right here, right now, taking your calls. And I would love it if you disagree with me. Maybe I'm all wet on some of this stuff. That's why we have this program. That's why I'm honored, Stu Epperson, to be sitting in the seat today for my good buddy Steve Noble, hosting his show, talking about Christmas. And what did the wise men get? We know what they gave, those amazing gifts, the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh. We're going to get into the meaning, the deep symbolism of those gifts a little bit today as well. But I want to talk about what did they get? I mean, they came a long way. I love what Steve said just a bit ago. I want to hear what you have to say. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. What did the wise men get? You know, you're going to go through all that rigmarole to give some valuable gifts to the king. What's he going to give you? What's in it for me? I mean, don't you guys care what you get? Isn't that the centerpiece of our conversation on December the 26th? What'd you get? 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 What'd you get for Christmas? What did they give you? We rarely talk about what did you give. Now the scripture passage of Matthew 2 talks about what they gave, and it's rich. It's incredible. It says they fell down, they worshiped him, they opened their eyes to the star, they opened their hearts to the sun in worship, they opened their treasures to the Savior. Pretty powerful. But what, in fact, did they get out of the ordeal? What gifts did they get? Let's see what Fail says, a caller in Greensboro listening to us on AM 830, 97.7 FM, the Truth Network, the Greensboro, North Carolina market. Fail, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, hi, Stu. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. What about these wise guys? What did they get?
Okay. Besides the fact that they received facts, they also received the truth, like the Truth Network.
Wow.
The truth, because everything that they saw, it had been written. So they got the truth and they got facts.
Well, that's really good. You know what I love about what you just said is this. these guys were scholars. I mean, they were smart. They were erudite, gifted academicians, and they studied everything. They read, they were probably spoke multiple language, and they were on a journey of facts their whole life and for centuries, and fail for them to come upon the truth, that had to do something in them. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. And, of course, we know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He said in John 8:32, the Truth Network company, ministry verse, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So in their encounter, that light, which is the light of truth, and that Son of God, which is the truth, the Word made flesh,
mm-hmm.
something came up in their soul, this exceeding great joy just came out of encountering that truth, the reality of who Jesus is. Sometimes we forget truth is not a set of facts. Truth is a person, and his name is Jesus.
Yes, and I want to say, always remember this, that there are facts, but truth always supersedes facts.
Wow. Yeah, that's so good. And you know, James 2 talks about the demons of hell. They believe in the facts, and they tremble, but they don't have the truth. They are not converted, and we don't want to have the facts. Like one guy said, hey, you can have the facts in your head, but not in your heart, and you might miss heaven by 18 inches because that's the distance from the head to the heart, right? We don't want that to happen. We don't want to miss the Christ of Christmas in the Christmas celebration. God bless you, Phil. Thanks for calling in. What a blessing.
God bless you.
Good to hear from you. So she made a profound statement that one of the things the wise men got was the truth. They moved from the fact column into the truth column. A truth, a person who changes you, who does something. When you encounter the living Lord Jesus, you are not the same, my friend, nor were they. Let's go to Clay, another caller from North Carolina, the Triangle area. Clay, welcome to the Steve Noble Show. Stu Epperson in for Steve. Jump on in here. What did the wise men get?
Brother Stu, how are you, man?
Hey, great, man.
Top of the warm-hearted Wednesday, you know, it was February of last year when I got to, go to that Bible conference in Kernersville, and I got to see you and talk to you. And
yes! Oh, my.
You know, I am so thankful to the Lord for this, because here I am, you know, I don't know if you remember, signing the book for me. I still got it, and I still read it, and, I've been going over this, and I heard somebody share a story last Wednesday, and they were talking a bit about that, and this pastor who shared this said they probably were from Cleveland, and later on I kind of got his attention, and he gave me this befuddled look, and I said, because you think about this, in the Bible, in your book, it says these men who were wise were from the East. And I said, you know, there's a significant difference from saying somebody's from Cleveland, because that's north, and saying from somebody's from the East. But the thing that, you know, you're bringing out is like, you know, two or three different times it says, we don't know precisely. We don't know about that. We don't know about this. But what we do know, their search, which in the next couple of pages you talk about the star.
Mm-hmm.
What they were searching and looking for was the only thing that mattered, was this Amen. Little Christ yep. child
wow.
who was born in a lowly stable because there was no room nowhere else. And for two people who were going to give birth to this Christ child, they were searching for the one true King and Son who was going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And how can you not worship an individual like that? Because look what he's done. Look what the Bible speaks about what he did in this world, sacrificing for you and I. So not only I've heard what Brother Steve said and Sister Phil had to say, but you know what? The thing I think about, it's just realizing in your heart what is so important to you, because it's not about gifts. It's it's better to give than to receive.
Yes.
And when you can get what you've been looking for, to find the Son of the one God the Father, is so important. And, you know, it's just I've always wondered. I tell people I like to be digestively fed God's word, because when I can read certain things like this, like, you know, several chapters later in the book, you talk about evangelists.
Yeah,
in
that's
the
right.
middle of that word, think about this. The middle of the word evangelist, the word angel.
That's
is there.
It. Yes, sir.
You've got to know that angels were involved in this search for the Son.
That's right.
To help
angels
the king
yeah.
get there.
Well, yeah, we don't know that for sure. Again, the Bible's silent on that, but we know that we see angels a lot in the early narrative of Christ in the Nativity. You know, appearing to the shepherds scared them to death. It's fascinating, you know, you have this idea of exceedingly, it's, you know, the shepherds were exceedingly afraid. They were sore afraid when the glory of God came upon them. Herod was exceedingly troubled when the wise men showed up asking about a king. He thought, wait a second, I'm king. I don't have a son that's going to be king. No one's taking my spot. Herod had three of his sons murdered. That's how suspicious he was. That's how jealous he was of any threat to the throne. And then you have the wise men being exceedingly filled with great joy when they saw the star. So something about that star, something about the glory of God in that star, the light filled them. I think if anyone comes in contact, I know, with God's glory, they're going to be different. They're going to be filled with something. They're going to encountering Almighty God. How many of us ask God like Moses did in Exodus 34:18, show me your glory? How many people have asked that question? Something about the amazing glory of God. Clay, wonderful words. You're dropping some heavy stuff on us. We're going to hop on it. We're going to get another caller in here. God bless you. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas to you, brother. Remember, everyone, joy stands for Jesus, others, and yourself. Mm. As long as you put Jesus in everything, it's all going to work out. And just, you know, to the completion of their journey for finding the Son of God, the Father, who became our King of Kings and Lord
wow.
of Lords,
yeah.
and intercede to his Father for us.
Wow, that's big. God bless
Merry
you,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Clay. 866-34-TRUTH. What did the wise men get? We know what they gave. It says they opened their treasure, and they gave gold, frankincense, myrrh. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good. You've been hanging a long time. Thanks for jumping in here. Steve Noble Show. I'm Stu Everson filling in for Steve. He is calling from Pineville. Listen to us on the 105.7 FM Truth Network station there. Anthony, you got a quick answer for us? What did they get?
Thank you for taking my call. I think they got blessed.
They got blessed. Finish that thought when we come back. They're telling me the music's playing. 866-34-TRUTH. How did they get blessed? Anthony will answer the rest of that when he comes back. And your turn to call in. Tell us, what did the wise men get at 866-34-TRUTH? Star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding. I will not sing anymore on the show. The ratings are going down fast. I'm Stu Epperson. It's Christmas, and we're talking about the wise men. It's everything. It's an all wise men hour here on the Steve Noble Show. Honored to sit in for Steve, and just a blessing. And we're going to hopefully play snippets of this program on my national radio show, Truth Talk, which airs on stations nationwide on Saturdays. And Saturday happens to be Christmas Day. So if you're listening to this, Merry Christmas to everyone. We're talking about these wise men. We know what they gave. I'm asking this question all hour long. What do they get? What do you get for Christmas? What do you get someone that has everything? You know, that's what, by the way, conversations about the wise men, that's what their family all said. And of course, they didn't have Christmas back then, but just kind of hypothesize with me, have a little fun with this. These guys were well off. They've got every book there is to read. They've got all this money. They got all these treasures. They've got all the advancement. They're the kingmakers. They're the Persians. They're from the east, from this elite tribe of the Magi. Our own Daniel, the prophet Daniel, was somehow caught up in their order and was an advisor to the king as well, and heavily influenced them, because we see that influence as they came to the holy city. And they scared, troubled King Herod, a murderous, bloody man, who said, well, go look and bring back word so I can come worship him. Of course, we know that Herod wanted to murder them. This is all found, by the way, in Matthew chapter 2. We've already dispelled the myth that there were just three and that they came at the birth of Christ. They came a little bit later. Matthew chapter 2 says that they, when they went into the house of the Lord, which would that would be verse 11, they saw the young child with Mary's mother. They fell down and worshipped him. They didn't worship the star. They didn't worship Mary. They worshipped the sun. When they opened their treasures, they presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Chapter 5 of my book, First Words of Jesus, I get into what those beautiful symbology of those books. Of course, we don't know how much the wise men knew about these gifts. We just know that gold stands for kingship, royalty. They were in the presence of the not just a king, but the King of Kings. So they presented what you present kings, gold. And then the frankincense is a beautiful incense that's offered up by priest to God. And Jesus Christ was not only deity, frankincense, a deity have I, like that second stanza of We Three Kings, but also frankincense represents the priesthood of Christ. He was our offering before God, the only offering that satisfied the righteousness of God, the wrath of God for our sins was the offering of Jesus Christ, who Paul says in Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, that he was a sweet-smelling aroma to God. Powerful. And then the myrrh. You put myrrh on dead bodies. You anoint bodies at their death. It's a spikenard also used for perfume and other things. And there's a picture that this Jesus was not just the king and the God and the priest, but he's also the Savior, that he would die and be buried. But he would only need 3 days' worth of myrrh, right? Because he busted out of that tomb. He conquered death. The serpent crusher rose and is crowned on high, and he's coming again in triumph. Isn't that awesome? So there you have those three gifts they gave, but what did they get? So Anthony, we started with him. He said, hey, I really liked what he said, and I want him to expand on it, okay? Anthony, are you still there with us? Calling from down below Charlotte, North Carolina, listening to us on 105.7 FM. God bless you, and Merry Christmas, Anthony.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes, sir. Expand on your thought, please. We're all waiting with ears ready for this. And also, if you want to call in, I got one line open at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Tell me what the wise men got. Jump on in, Anthony. Go.
Okay. Well, if they're kings, then they have riches, so they don't need anything as far as materialistic things. Yeah. And if they're wise, I believe they knew prophecy. And that's why they brought those three things through the prophets. They knew about Jesus and about what he was going to go through. And I believe the Father blessed them in that respect by being faithful and obedient to him.
Okay, so that's the kind of the more detailed description of your answer, why they were blessed. So they got the blessing of giving. By the way, when the Lord said it's better to give than receive, he was right. You don't need Stu Epperson to tell you that. That's just truth. But there's something powerful in what they received in their giving. But it's also neat to see three gifts that truly honored Christ. You know, do we honor people when we give them gifts? Do we give things that are just kind of temporal and shallow and not much thought put into it? Or do we give things that truly honor people? And what about the gifts to Christ? What do we give him that brings him honor and glory? Anthony, love the insight. Just thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God bless you. We go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on the air on the Steve Noble Show, hosted today by Stu Epperson. Merry Christmas. What did the wise men get, Sharon?
Well, to me, I think they got the privilege of being an eyewitness to the most holy child that's ever been born.
Mm. I like that. Wow. You know, you say eyewitness. Think about this, okay? Think about this. You get on your knees to pray, and you're praying. You open your eyes, and you're looking in the eyes of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, that is exactly what happened. That's not me, you know, inserting my opinions, my eisegesis, my false interpretation of the text. It says they saw the Son. It says they fell down and worshiped him. Imagine on your knees praying, opening your eyes and looking into the eyes of eternity. The eyes of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The eyes of the one that every knee will bow to one day, Philippians 2:10. Is that just not profound?
Yes.
So there's something We don't know these guys were born again. We don't know these guys went back and led the whole country of Persia to Christ and their families. We don't know all that. We're not going to go beyond what the Scripture says. But we do know this. They encountered the living Lord Jesus. They saw Him. They beheld Him. Like John 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Sharon, I love what you said. What a privilege. What a privilege just to look and to behold Jesus, just to behold Him.
Oh, yes.
God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
We will.
Yes, ma'am. We sure. One day our faith will be sight. We are, by the way, beholding Him. Hey, with the Holy Spirit of God in us, we are beholding Him. We have in the gospel, the you know, we have a clear view of Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God. We're the temple. We're His temple. But there's something awesome about being there with Him as we shall fall prostrate with the four elders and all the living creatures in heaven one day forever and just look upon the One, the Lamb slain. So what a blessing. Thank you. Let's jump over to Jim, another caller. Jim, what did the wise men get? Go real quick. We're running out of time, and we got the lines loaded, but we want you to share your heart.
First of all, I think they received confirmation of what they traveled there for.
Okay.
And then behind that, I think they got wisdom through that confirmation to leave another way so that Herod would not know where the child
was. I love
that.
Yeah. Confirmation. Now, that's pretty powerful because you think about everyone listening right now is taking a trip. You've taken a journey. You've had certain expectations. You know, you've done your research. I remember when I was newly married and my wife and I trekked all the way across the country as part of our honeymoon. There's a lot of stories there. But I remember calling AAA and getting me a triptych. You ever got one of them? I don't know if you heard of that, but it's they track your whole way. So we went to a lot. And, you know, these guys, talking about 300 years, 400 years, 500 years of study since the prophet Daniel and his impact on them, centuries of scholarship and study and charting and grafting and looking at these stars and study, a whole lot of effort to put together this giant travel band that could have been thousands of them. I mean, there were enough of them to cause Herod trouble, upset him, and all this to get, and then there they land and they go and they behold Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that what is there a better end? And they only spent, you know, a little bit of time there. We don't know how much time, but is it worth all that to behold Jesus one time? Jim?
Absolutely.
How about that? Wow. Okay. Terry, you're our last caller. We're going to wrap this thing up. What did the wise men get? We're doing an all wise men time here. Go ahead.
What we're all striving to get, everlasting life.
Okay. Wow. Okay. He just jumped right to there. He just, okay. Hey, God bless you. I appreciate your call. So guys, this really is fascinating. The glory of God started, right? He said, let there be light. God Almighty lit up this earth. God Almighty lit up the burning bush. Moses beheld His glory. You know, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 talks about that. God Almighty had to have a veil on His face. God Almighty lit up Mount Sinai. God Almighty lit up the night sky of the desert Sinai with His glory, the pillar of fire by night, right? The pillar of cloud by day. God Almighty lit up the temple, the tabernacle, and then there's darkness in the land, and then there's this 400-year silence, and then Jesus Christ. And the angel of the Lord shone round about them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were so afraid. The shepherds first saw this glory, and then the wise men, they see this star, which most scholars believe it's the glory of God. Just do some research on it. What is the glory of God? Ask yourself that question. Pray with Moses from Exodus 33. Lord, show me Your glory. These wise men, whether you like them or not, or whatever, how far you want to go on this, they saw the glory of Almighty God. And no one encounters that glory without being changed. The question is, do you see His glory? Are you asking God daily to show you His glory in the face of Jesus Christ? They opened their eyes to the star. They opened their hearts to the Son. They opened their treasure to the Savior. It changed everything about their giving. So go, here's my challenge today. Go buy gifts for people you don't like or that don't like you. Go buy gifts for complete strangers. That's what God did for us while we were yet sinners. God demonstrates His love toward us. Romans 5:8 says, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. And let's seek the joy of Jesus, because when you have joy in Jesus, you have the joy of Jesus. Psalm 16:11 says, in His presence is fullness of joy. Do you have the joy that these wise men had? In Matthew 2, verse 10, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Merry Christmas.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.